This is The Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5.
What's up, Matt?
Sports.
Sports to you, Matt.
So I don't think it would happen, but we already put a lot of money into Brock Osweiler, obviously. Is there anybody in the draft that if they fell into your lap by some miracle, you wouldn't have a problem taking? And if there's not that person in the draft, what round in the draft would you be okay with us picking up another quarterback?
Are you talking about like someone who could fall into your lap in the first round?
Yeah, I think he was.
But, no, there's no one like that now.
I think all three of the guys who might be in consideration for that will be gone.
And even if Paxton Lynch does make it there, the Texans have other issues. They can't be worrying about that at that point. They've gotten into bed with Brock Osweiler. He's enough of a project. Paxton Lynch isn't a guy who's ready to come in and start now anyway. You don't need this. So to answer your question, no. There's nobody who could fall to them in the first couple rounds that I'd be like, yeah, that's something I'd look at. If they want to pick a quarterback in round four or five, okay. That doesn't bother me.
And obviously the Hoyer thing kind of happened since, well, it hasn't happened yet, but it's going to. And I think we knew he was gone.
I think the smart thing to do would be to keep Brian Hoyer.
I would, if you can get something for him, I'd trade him. And you can always bring back Brandon Whedon.
I just feel like Brian Hoyer, and I've said this all the time, Brian Hoyer's the kind of guy I'd love to have as a backup quarterback. I'd love to. And now you've got him as that. And what's he making, $4 million next year? That's not a ridiculous number for a backup quarterback. You've got an inexperienced starter. It seems like a good situation where you'd say, you know what? Let's keep Brian Hoyer.
I wouldn't be opposed to it, but
I know fans around here are sort of disenfranchised with him because of what happened in the playoffs. But
well, the whole thing is, what do you think of Tom Savage? And
I don't know how often have we seen him.
I don't think anything of it.
I don't either.
I don't think the guy can. I don't know that he can play, but I know he can't stay healthy. So yeah. I would not feel good with him as the backup. But if you use a third or fourth round pick on a project quarterback, Cardale Jones or somebody like that, yeah, long term, I wouldn't have a problem with that.
And that's if they move Brian Hoyer. If they keep Brian Hoyer, you have no business drafting a quarterback at all because you're not going to carry four on your roster. It'd be pointless because if you keep Brian Hoyer, that means you've got Osweiler, Hoyer, and Savage under contract. There's no need. If you do cut Brian Hoyer, then you can draft a guy fourth round or later that can be groomed to be the backup if you don't feel comfortable with Tom Savage being your backup going forward, which if I'm the Texans, I don't feel comfortable with Tom Savage as my backup going forward because he can't stay. The guy hardly ever plays, yeah, but he gets hurt all the time.
Yeah.
Like that's, how does that happen? You should only get hurt when you're playing.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.